The conference will now begin.
Someone can cover whoever's out there. Stress to Sam for setting this up. It's a chus to be able to learn during this time. You get to learn with everybody. And, you know, we're talking about Nekudas Tovus here. So it's very interesting that the opportunity to have this chabur now at 9 p.m. on a Sunday night, which generally will not be shayach, but it's only shayach because of this virus. So, in our little way, we found the nekuda tova in the virus. And then the virus is going to cause a lot of nekuda tova. It's going to cause, unfortunately, some destruction and some havoc. But we know that if we find the nekuda tova within everything, within a virus even, right, like the poshei Yisrael, even those sinners, we could find the nekuda tova. So that ultimately will be able to be damakav schutz, and then it'll go away. Every moment of life is either an opportunity or it's a threat. It's an opportunity for growth or it's a threat to try to destroy us. And it's your choice. It's each and every person's choice if you take the opportunity or is it threatening him. Being home, the family with the kids, not being able to go to work potentially, not being able to go to a minyan. It's an opportunity or is it a threat? Everything comes from the Borei Olam, and therefore everything is an opportunity. And we have to use our time wisely. So we'll pick up Tovim Nekudas Tovos. The Renaissance is teaching us how we're supposed to wake up in the morning, how we're supposed to wake up our Pnimius, is Dafka through the Nekudas Tovos. Because when a person finds within himself certain sins, certain pagamim, certain blemishes, and then his world starts to go a little dark, he starts to feel bad about himself, he starts to get depressed a little bit, the way out, the way to wake yourself up, the way to bring the morning, the way to wake yourself up is through finding Nekudas Tovos in your life. And David HaMelech told us in Tehillim Gimel, he says, Hashem Ma Rabu Tzarai, is on page 26. Hashem Ma Rabu Tzarai Rabim, Hashem, there's so many adversaries, there's so many enemies that are coming to get me. And we're not going to explain it to the sins themselves, the Pagamim themselves, to talk to the person. Psychologically, when a person sins, the sins start to talk to him and tell him, you're a big loser, how did you sin? And a person starts to come down upon himself, he starts to feel bad about himself, and his whole world starts to go dark. And that's how David HaMelech starts off in Tehillim Gimel. But Rabbi Nachman tells us it's absolutely usur from Rabbi Nachman. We know Aval Be'emes, he says in page 27, the second paragraph, Aval Be'emes, Adam usur liyash atman. It's usur. Usur midaraisa. It's usur in the Torah to be miyash, to give up hope. Things are going on in the world right now. It's usur to give up hope. It's absolutely usur to give up hope. Because we explain how it brings you to more sin when a person gives up hope. Then he says, what's this life anyway? He starts to do certain things that he shouldn't be doing because he doesn't feel that it's anything valuable anymore. And also, it's an unhealthy way of thinking to be miyayish. To give up hope is an unhealthy way of thinking. And to be unhealthy is not the way a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to live. So David HaMelech says, Hekitzosi ki Hashem Yismacheni. But I've been awoken. I've woke up. Why? Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu supports me. Because if a person finds an Nekudas Tovos within himself, that's Gufa Kodesh Baruch. Because since the Pasuk says, Tov Hashem Lakol, Tov Hashem Lakol, Kodesh Baruch is good to everybody. So every single good thing you find in this world, whether inside yourself or outside of yourself, if it's good, then you found the Kodesh Baruch. And therefore, if you find the Nekudas Tovos within yourself, therefore it's Hekitzosi Ki Hashem Yismachein. Hashem, you're the one who's supporting me, because when I find the Nekudas Tovos, it's really you. It's finding the Elokus, it's finding the Neshama inside. And David HaMelech tells us, Tamuru ki tov Hashem, you have to taste, you have to see ki tov Hashem, Hashem is mamash so good. And if you find the Kudas Tovos within yourself, you find the Kodesh Baruch within yourself, you're going to wake up. You're going to turn around. And on page 28, after we're holding the second paragraph, V'azai, lo ira mirvot am, asher salu shosola. So David HaMelech, he continues in Tehillim, after he finds the Kudas Tovos within himself, no longer, says David HaMelech, am I scared of those enemies that surround me. At first, before David HaMelech found the Nekudas Tovos, when it was dark, when he was sleeping, when he was being attacked by the enemies, by his pagamim, by his averos, he felt the averos talking in his ear and saying, just give up already, David. Nobody likes you. You're on the run. You're in Galus. You thought you were the king. You're not really the king. You shouldn't have taken it from Shaul. He had a lot of adversaries. He had a lot of enemies. And he had certain pagamim inside of him that would haunt him. Skeletons in the closet. But after he found within himself, he found that Kudus Tovos, he found that Kudus Baruch Hu was inside of him, supporting him every single moment. So therefore, even though there were Rivavos Am, there were thousands of adversaries, enemies surrounding him, he didn't care. He's not scared. Lo Ira. I'm not scared because I only fear Kudus Baruch. I don't fear viruses. I don't fear enemies. I fear only Kudus Baruch. I'm no longer afraid. Even though there are many thousands and tens of thousands of pigam and chataim that surround trying to take me down, chas v'shalom, I'm not scared anymore. Because if I find even one nekuda tova within myself, I can wake up from that. All you need is one. And I'm bringing myself into the kafsuchus to judge myself favorably. Then I can be zocher the tshuva. Because we have to remember, chevra, the way that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world is so very interesting. Is that, of course, if a person has many sins, he has to pay retribution for that. But you have a regular guy, stama guy, chetzi mitzvah, chetzi veres, chetzi chayav, chetzi zaka, he's a half-half, he's a benini type of yid. And therefore, he could go either way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the din into our hands. How do you judge yourself? How do you judge yourself? If you're positive, if you're upbeat, if you find the kudos tovos, then you're going to feel good about yourself. Hashem's going to judge you for the best. You're the kapsulos. You judge yourself the kapsulos. Hashem says, okay, you're the kapsulos. And then you'll be zocheh to do a real tshuva. But if you don't have a moon in yourself, which means really deep down, like we're explaining, you don't really have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't necessarily see the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Neshama inside, and you don yourself with Kaf Chova, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to judge you, the Kaf Chova, and you're going to get in trouble. And it's not going to be a happy place. So there's going to be nothing, Ki Kol Hara Nitcham Mei Ma'at HaTov, Shemot Ibatma, because so much Ra that's inside potentially can be pushed off by a little bit of Tov, a little bit of light. And it could give yourself life and it could raise you up a little bit. Just find a little bit about yourself that's good. Because you know a little bit of light pushes up a lot of darkness. I'll tell you a ma'aseh, just hit me. A ma'aseh I told, I think, over in about 2 years ago, I think in those Hanukkah videos that we made. A ma'aseh I heard, unbelievable mashal. You may be remembering, you may be heard of yourself, but it's a beautiful mashal, something to remember and to think about. There was a king. And the king was getting older, and he had 3 sons, and he had to make the difficult choice who was going to succeed him, who was going to be the next king. He wasn't sure. Was it the oldest? Was it the strongest? Was it what attribute, what characteristic trait was he going to use as the litmus test to decide who would be the next king? He decided the most important attribute to judge a kingdom, to run a kingdom, is wisdom. Who's the wisest of my sons? Who's going to be able to be the one to judge the people appropriately and to run the nation the best possible way? So he told his sons, he says like this, he says, listen, I'm looking for the wisest. So the game is like this. Each one of you has a room, and the rooms are the same size. They're very large. I'm going to give you each $10,000, and with that $10,000, you have to buy something to fill up the room. You have to fill up the room as high as you can, and whoever fills up the room with the most of that which they buy will be the wisest and will therefore be the next king. So the first son starts to think he's the oldest and he's really working hard and he's sweating. What am I going to get? What am I going to get? I want to be the king. I really want to. What am I going to spend to fill up the room? And he decides he's going to buy rocks. Rocks are rather inexpensive and they're very large and they'll fill up the room. So he goes and he buys rocks and he has to schlep them. He's spending a lot of time and putting them in the caravans. And he's day by day, he's schlepping and sweating. He gets the rocks in the room and it fills up the room like a half to three quarters of the way. He's very satisfied with himself. And the second son is thinking, what can I get? He's thinking, what's very inexpensive that could fill up a room? And he says, oh, straw. Straw is very inexpensive. It could fill up a room very high. So he buys thousands upon thousands of pounds or whatever of straw. And he starts putting them in the room, and one by one, all the caravans are coming in from all over the kingdom. He had to spend all the $10,000 on the straw. And the room's filled up three quarters of the way. He's very satisfied with himself. And the first two brothers, who are the older ones, who were really working hard, look at the younger brother, and he's not really doing much. He hasn't really moved too much. He hasn't really spent any money. And they're like, okay, fine, but it's between us two. And a day arrives, and the king comes, and he says to the first son, no, so what'd you do? The first son says, well, I decided I'm going to buy rocks because they're rather inexpensive. They might be heavy and hard to carry, but they'll fill up the room. And the king measured, and it was, you know, a half full. Wow, very impressive. It was a very large room. And then the king goes to the second son, and he says, no, what did you buy? And he says, oh, I bought straw. I bought straw because I knew it's so inexpensive. I knew I could fill up a lot in the spaces. The king says, oh, very, okay, I like your thinking. So he goes and he measures, and it's 3/4 of the way up. And he says, wow, that's unbelievable. You seem to be much more wise than your older brother. And then he says to the younger son, no, so what did you buy? So the son goes, no, I don't know, nothing much. So the king says, nothing much? What did you do to fill up your room? So the son says, the young son says, come, open the door. So the king opens the door, and there's absolutely nothing inside. It's totally black, pitch black. Chosha. The king says, he didn't do anything. So the son says, wait 1 second. And he takes a match out of his pocket, and he lights the match, and the entire room fills up with light. And the king says, oh, you're the wisest. Because ma'at min ha'or, a little bit of or, can mamash bidoch ha'avim min ha'choshech, can push away all the darkness. And that's what we have to remember, to keep looking for that or. Keep looking for that or. Why not? Why not? There's so much inside. So Rabbi Nachman explains, he goes right there, he says in 28, I have awakened, and I'm still with you. And we know that ode, that little bit left, that ode ma'at shali. That nekuda tova, which Baruch Hashem, I'm sure many of us have so many more than just a little bit. But sometimes, we don't feel like we have much more than a little bit. Most often we do, but there are times, and this could be a time like that, we even have to know, Aga, we have to know that even in Zman, in time, there's Nekudas Tovas. Like I was saying before, by finding the Nekudas Tovas, which is the virus itself, every Zman has a Nekudas Tovas, not just finding within ourselves. We have to find the Nekudas Tovas in the Zman. And says the Reynosin, behind the Nekudas Tovas, looking at Azam of the Kaibudev, I'm going to sing to you with my Nekudas Tovas, with my OD. We know that the Nekudas Tovas is like a niggin, it's singing out. So the person's upbeat, he's happy, he's optimistic, he's positive when he finds it. And there that's what it means, I'm still standing with you. With you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daika, right? Meaning, with that Nekudas Tova, with the Chelek HaLekamim Mal that's inside of you, the fact that you recognize it in yourself, that means you're with God. If a person can't find the Nekudas Tova within himself, then he has no Ribono Shel in him. You decide, that's what I'm saying, you judge yourself. You're the one who gives perspective to yourself in life. What you believe, what you see, is the reality. Hainuli says every now and then, Ha'od ma'at shali, that little bit more, sure, daimi mach, it's still with you. If I could still hold on to that, Ha'idei zehekitote, I'm going to be awoken, I'm going to wake up. He keeps it around in Ushach me'af, right? He keeps it around in Ushach, and those who are dwelling in the dust, wake up, get up. He's looking at the Torah, Hashem, this is the awakening from sleep. So, Let's continue. Oz Gimel. The Zebechina, this is also Vaitis of Rabbi Nassim, Uro Kivodi, Uro Ane Lechina, Yirashach. Says Dovna Melech, wake up my Kivodi. My Kivodi means my soul, my Neshama. Wake up, my Neshama, wake up. With the harp and the lyre, I'm going to awake in the morning. Says Dovna Melech, Hayim Shetarech, Adam Asoret, Atom Mishinas, Yom Nefilos. One has to awaken himself from his slumber, from his nefilah. Like they might throw us out. How do you do that? Usually we need chizuk from somebody else. But you know what? We don't always have chizuk from somebody else. And I'll tell you a second thing. Even if we had chizuk from somebody else, the ikr chizuk that a person has in his life is ultimately going to come from himself. When a person feels good about himself, when a person does mitzvahs, when a person sees himself as a good person, that's going to give him infinitely more chizuk than when somebody from the outside gives him an inspirational shmooze. Because we all know, if we're honest with ourselves, an inspirational shmooze lasts 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes after the shmooze. And then usually falls by the wayside, because it's not mine, it came from the outside. When a person finds within himself an Nekudas Tova, when a person finds within himself something that he likes, something that he's confident in, so that lasts, that's who he is. There's no greater chizuk than coming from the inside. So I day my asa, how do you wake yourself up? I day Nekudas Tova, Shemot, Tzibat, Shemadayim. Those Nekudas Tovas that you still feel within yourself are dying, that they're still pumping through, you still feel them. I'm going to wake up the Shachar. That's what we start every day. Modahani b'sanecha. That's the first Nekudatova of the day. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for giving back my Neshama. My Neshama, then Nekudatova. My Kavodi, my Kavod. That's how we start the morning. That's how you wake up the morning. A year of Shachar. That's why a person has to use Gabri Kari Baboker. That's why they have to do thing. If a person goes to sleep at night feeling good, feeling he has Nekudatova, guaranteed to wake up like that. If you go to sleep feeling dark, feeling depressed, feeling that you have nothing to live for, feeling that it was just a horrible day, a horrible, no good, very bad day, a bad book, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, then you're not going to wake up. You're not going to wake up the Shachar. The Shachar is going to wake you up. Yeah, when it's 9 o'clock in the morning, the sun's finally beating on you, and the kids are jumping on you, you'll finally get up. You have to get up. If a person goes to sleep at night with a smile on his face and a good toes, it was a good day, it was a strong day, and even if it wasn't the best day, but it's going to be, tomorrow's going to be a better day, it's going to be strong, some powerful, davening, learning, chizik, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Neshama, I'm going to help people, I'm going to help myself. So then, Ayir Shachar, you're going to wake up in the morning. You don't need an alarm clock. You are your own alarm clock. Ken Kudatovi, he says, I mean, often says, Ken Kudatovi, Bechina Shachar. Because then Kudatovi is the Bechina of the morning. Shachar. But not the Shachar. Shachar here also means another thing. The Bechina is Shachor Ani. I'm black. So Shachar means morning, but it also means Shachor, which means black, which means the opposite. Yet, the Shir Shim says, Shlomo Melech, the son of David Melech, of course, took everything the David Melech said and expanded it, whether it's in Shir Shim, Kohelis, or Mishlei. Shechor ani v'nova b'nos Yishlei. I'm black, but I'm beautiful. Daughters of Israel, hear me. Kimach Moshe Zil Sanakuda Melech, but so is Harbi Pegam, Harbi Shepegam Zahadim. And even though what? That Nakuda Tovah is mixed in with Psoilus and dark blemishes. That's okay. But and a person says what? So a person feels that he has all these blemishes, and then even though the Nekudas Tovos are filled with all the psalot, so look at the Rabbi Nachman again. He says the word nidmesh yishchora. It appears to himself. It appears that he's blackened. No. Kimunach of the kaddish of shachars, because he's gloomy. He's down. He's blackened. Chas v'shalom etzlo. Doesn't matter. Halakishadon is not v'kas v'chus. When a person knows the MS. And the emphasis is that he's alive, or the emphasis is that he still has breath going through him, his heart's still pumping, that means the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him, that means there's an Kudatov inside. He still has a neshama. So when a person judges himself favorably and says, no, I'm talking good, it's going to be okay, I'm going to make it out of this. It's all going to be over, it could be a few weeks, but it's going to be over. And even though things might not be exactly the same right now, that's okay, it's going to end. We'll make it out of this. When you awaken that, and you find it in Kudatova, you awaken it. As I hear Meres, then you could call that Shchorani the Nava. I'm black and I'm beautiful. Don't look at the blackness. The blackness is not from me. You can even know your person has. The person has not oblivious. He has pedonim. He has blemishes. He has things to work on. But he also has self-esteem. And he also has confidence. And he says, that blackness is, even though yes, it could be that I physically did it, but it didn't come from me. It came from the Yitzhak, it came from the Tetra Achra, and I'm fighting against it. Kamosha Teirish, next page, we're going to land off with this. Like Rashi says over there on page 30, Kian Kudatova Ba'atzma, Shiesh Eitzel Adam. Then a Kudatova that a person finds within himself, a few Eitzel Poshe Yitzel, even in the sinews of Kal Yisrael, he knows the Yafimot, it's beautiful, if you could find that. It's a very deep thing of Rabbi Nachman saying. Because Rabbi Nachman is talking about the deepest sodos. Rabbi Nachman is talking about a sod called Tzimtzum and Kaf. The constriction, which is the darkness, the feeling depressed, but then there's a Kaf, there's that light from a Kodesh Baruch, which is in the Kudatov, which is one of the deepest sugyas. We're not going to go into that more. And to find the Kudatov in the Poshe Yisroel has to do more with the sugya of Yigulim and Yosher. Yigulim and Yosher, that it is when there's a circle, everybody's the same. Because just to give you a muscle, if you have a billionaire, not much a billionaire, so when a billionaire looks at me, and a billionaire looks at my next door neighbor who's, say, he's got $10 million in his bank account, to the billionaire, we look the same. Molly, $10 million, and Molly, me, who I have, whatever I have, doesn't matter what I have, not that much. Because to a billionaire, he has so much, there's no difference. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu was down to call you so, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was infinite. He could look at the tzaddik Hador, and he could look at me. And we're also very similar. Not to say that we should be doing sin. We have to raise ourselves up and we have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me like he looks at the Tzadik Gadol. And it's going to be okay. The Yafim Olin. And I'm very beautiful. Raksha Shachas Chofaleh, just that this is black and red, this is Klippo. So when I wake up, in the Kudus Ovi Yomer, she says, Shechur on even Novel Tirini Shani Shechar Chorus. That I'm black, but I'm beautiful. But inside Atzmi, myself, I'm Novel Arnold. And one more paragraph just to get us into the next studio, because it's tied into this week's Parsha, with last week's Parsha, and he's going to speak about it for another few paragraphs, but just to give you a taste. It says there's nothing, there's a Bechimus Mashem, there's a Chazal tells us, Shemos Rav, Shechur Oni, I'm black. We might say, Ego. When we sin with the Ego, we distance ourselves from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we are blackened. But the Nova on me, but nevertheless, I'm beautiful. What the Maisa Mishkan? With the Tikkun for the Ego, the Maisa Mishkan, I'm not as beautiful. So even though the Mishkan came as a Tikkun for the Maisa Ego, ultimately it was good. Hayim Apopishi Yeshlichatam Harbe Mitrachakim Ode Menezbach. Even though I did sins and I'm so far from you, Kaddish Baruch Hu, nevertheless, in my heart, I'm going to build a Mishkan. Because in my heart, I have Nekudas Tovos. And in my heart, I'm going to rebuild the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We shall be Zoche Mamash tonight to feel Nekudas Tovos, to feel good, to feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing stuff in this world. And He only wants the best. He only is giving us opportunities to find ourselves, to be connected to our Mishkachos, to see what we're made of, what's our inner fortitude, where's our Emunah really? Do we trust in Him? Do we need to work on our Emunah? Do we need to work on our Tefillah? Do we need to work on our davening and our learning? We should be zochem with Hashem to see all the opportunities and to use them wisely. And with Hashem, we'll be continued tomorrow. Have a great night.